Welcome to our last podcast episode. We wanted to, today to share a little bit behind the scene of how we do this and why we do this. So we will cover a couple of things in this podcast just to show you what is really behind everything and what is our thought process. Christoph, what do you have to say about this last one?
Yeah, it's the epilogue. I have to say that I'm not sad at all. It was really a fun experience. It started as a fun experience and as a learning center, because it's called the Blue Lotus Cafe for the Blue Lotus Learning Center in Hua Hin, actually in Pak Nam Phan, so in Thailand, south of Bangkok, where we were both teaching plant-based cuisine. And I think at the before the COVID outbreak, our last month were also integrating more aspect of self-development, instructor training, coaching. And so there were topics that were around the plant-based cuisine and the plant-based lifestyle per se that we wanted to talk about. One thing that we did and that kept me really motivated for it is that we choose something which is unusual for a podcast. It's an interview. It's not a long format interview. We are not inviting someone to sell a book or to sell the last event or the last disc or whatever. Yet. We are sharing educational content that are very close to the lecture that we could have done. Some of questions and readings. So it was really educational content.
And absolutely.
One topic per podcast, 20 to 30 minutes max, and every week published on Wednesday. So this format was really something where I liked it. And honestly, we did a bit of a short video when we were working at Blue Lotus, which, and as you know very well, in production, way more complicated.
Yes.
Than the podcast. So there is something lightweight in the process and the workflow of a podcast that I really did enjoy, where we managed to focus way more on the content, what we wanted to talk about, than on the rest. So the I think it's an interesting media for people when you have something to say or to share and you really want to focus way more on this content than on the, you know, the format and on all our other aspects. The why of the podcast is fun because we are talking in that podcast about manifesto. So we had a Blue Lotus Cafe podcast manifesto.
Of course we did. I think we cannot do anything without having a manifesto. It's something that we love to explore. We love to write about, and it gives us kind of a direction, I guess. And it helps us to stay consistent in the format, in the content, in really everything.
But in this case, it's a good example for people to see how sounds or how is the manifesto. So that one has like six elements. Points. The first is the why. And why is we love to learn, share, and teach. And indeed, with the COVID, we are missing teaching, let's be honest. Yes. So that's why the podcast didn't stop, just because we just love that. That's the way it's a. Our purpose is education. So the what was sharing, what was meaningful, fun, and interesting for us, and useful content for our students. So as I said, in the topics, there were a majority at first of lecture, question, and reading that were really related of what we were teaching or interest about. The third part is we wanted to provide to our listener something easy and short, 20 minutes, just because we know that the time of people is precious nowadays. And so we wanted something that's kind of short. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, and we steal it to TEDx, so the 20 minutes.
Yes.
And I think also, and this is something I will talk in the process, because we were using mind maps, what we were doing is that we had like 4 or 5 key IDs, and then it was 4 or 5 minutes per ID. So it was also a way to structure it.
Yeah, it helped us a lot in to follow a certain consistency in the format.
Especially at the beginning. So then fun story, surprise, practical things to learn. We wanted to stay very pragmatic and practical and things to try out. And indeed, yes, we share our experiment. We talked about experiment and things like that.
We love challenges.
Be consistent. So that's the good one where we, this is the very unique content from Blue Lotus that we did publish every week on Wednesday, a new episode. So we went from 4 that we record at the first to try to initiate it at the inception of it to about 80 now. So we start in July. Honestly, in July 2019, we had no clue how many we would do. We said yes. 4, then we said, okay, 12, and then it went like this. So consistency is very important. And again, the fact that podcast is a lightwave kind of workflow did really help to stay consistent. Also, because you can really do planning, meaning you can really record in advance and then broadcast to keep in your frequency.
Absolutely. This helped us a lot.
And reveal our values, guiding principle, what matters for us, what we stand for. And this, of course, it's plant-based, but it was also other topic. And indeed, it's something where we can listen back to the podcast. Of course, with time, some things are changing, but for the really the guiding principle and value that things that are still and connect with our listener was the last one. And actually that one after the outbreak of the COVID was really great to have something mm-hmm. to stay in contact.
Yes.
Was really, I did appreciate it actually a lot. The support of our listeners and students is really important. I love it. And we end up doing live on Instagram, which is also kind of connected sometimes to the podcast, not always, but it's also a way to stay connected. And so you see that the manifesto answer why we do it, what we do, what we want to offer, and
we do it.
The yes. frequency. So it's something simple. You don't need much rules and things, but it gives a guidance. And again, the fact that we were doing 20 minutes has been a huge, huge help in order to keep with the consistency. All of this has been possible thanks to Anchor, which is an app which actually we are using at the moment to record. It's a free yes. mobile app. Now they have been acquired by Spotify. At the time, it wasn't. Let's be very honest. It's a very basic app, but I think that's also part of what makes it useful. We used to record using other ways, and then you would upload it on Anchor. Now yes. we record remotely. What is interesting is you can have a tool today that helps you on the recording, post-production, and that will host the podcast. Yes, because hosting is very important. One thing that needs to be understood on the podcast is that it's hosted in one place. And then all what Apple, Spotify, and all those platforms are doing is that they are just indexing it, meaning yes. they give you access to it. So the hosting is important. And if you host your own, the more you audience you will have, the more price you will pay for hosting, because the more mm-hmm. Bandwidth you are going to use. So using when you start those type of platform is very important, because you don't go into the risk of having to pay because you are successful, which is not yes. intuitive, but in that case, yes, because it's a lot of data that is going to transit. So we were also in a safe place because we knew that the hosting we won't have to pay for, regardless of how many downloads we would have. So mm-hmm. it's also a project that you can do on the side and without having to worry about that technical aspect. One thing that I think is interesting to share is our process.
Yes, I think this is something that definitely could help some people if they want to start with their own podcast, just to see how to go through all the steps of pre-production, production, and post-production.
So one thing is that from the beginning, we did record together or remotely. So that process is actually the same, regardless if it's remote recording or not. When we do the remote recording, it used to be a bit more complicated, and I will go to that. But now with Encore, we can actually remote record live, so which makes it way easier.
Exactly.
But the pre-production, as I said, the topic and the selection of topics comes from the lecture that we were doing at first. So it's not a surprise that we talk first about Pure and Simple that we were teaching in Pure Energy. Then we had plant-based cuisine as a specialty. So we were really close to our lectures and the topics that were at the core of the teachings of Blue Lotus. And then we had what we were interested in, the readings and the part that we were teaching and or sharing during instructor training or during the business coaching. So, yes. And we moved to more like self-development, self-learning, and so everything that would give tools and resources for people to learn by themselves, try new things. And so that's why also sometimes when we would read something that would really be interesting for us, then we did podcast about those books and share about it. So the selection of topic was actually a kind of beautiful chaos. From that selection of topic, we would try to get like four selected topic in advance. And from this, one thing, and actually it was also one of the topic of one podcast episode, I would do a mind map.
Yes.
So the mind map, again, is just connecting ideas together. It's way easier to talk on a mind map than on notes because you can have a visual overview of it. You can go from one part to another. So you can listen to the episode on mind mapping, but every episode of the podcast is on mind map. This mind map, I would then share it. So if we were together, I just needed to print it. Otherwise, I would upload it so you can have access to it.
Yes.
And that process of mind map, normally when it comes from a lecture, you will have the structure. When it comes with a book, which is very structured, you have the structure. Sometimes it comes from the research. And this process of defining the mind map was exactly the same as preparing a lecture. So when we would teach, even True. For a lecture that we did, we do research before and we just always update it. So it was the same process. So in a way, it was an educational podcast, but actually the process in itself was the same as doing a new lecture. So always we had some research, investigation, find things interesting, find some example that were like insightful, meaningful for us, and then this goes into the mind map. So the mind map is just kind of our approach or perspective of a topic. It's a visual. It connects ideas. And it's also a very simple way to organize ideas. So we would have mind maps with like four or five big branch so that we are in the timing that we want for the duration of the podcast. Once the mind map is done, me, I know kind of what I will talk about, and you were able to define the questions that you would ask.
Yes.
In a very antique version of the podcast, actually, we would record separately the question and the answers. We had to do this at some point where Encore were not able to do a good quality record live. And also, honestly, I didn't have a phone that was good enough to be able to record. Now it's way simpler. So when we when we record live. You have your version of the mind map, I have mine, and you know the question we want to go through, and I know kind of what I'm going to talk about for answering. So one interesting thing is that our recording is short time. To record 20 minutes, it takes us about 30. One take, almost like a live. I think there are very few times that we had to re-record something. And it was maybe because of a noise when we were at the bar at Blue Lotus, at Evazon, the resort, where there were some noise or things. But most of the time, it's one take, record as a live. And we end up recording two episodes in a row, just because to all the setup take quite some time. So then when you take that time, then it's easier to go for two. That's why also in the podcast, you can see sometimes the episodes were actually connected. And when they were connected, they were actually recorded at the same time. Coming now after the recording to the post-production, which is the cut and editing. So this is where you were doing it. So I will let you explain.
Yes, usually, as mentioned, so we would record the podcast and I would take the audio and usually I would put it on my computer. On the computer, I have to say I'm using, it's not an app, it's a software, which is called Audacity. Audacity is a well-known software for audio editing. And here the process for me is quite simple. I put the audio in and I just adjust a little bit the bass and the treble, and I adjust the noise because there is often a lot of noise behind. So I try to remove this. And then I just cut out some parts where we have some longer pauses or ums and different sounds and something that just takes away from the content. And usually it's about 30 minutes editing. And after that, I upload back to the Anchor app and I just create a description. I create a small picture that represents the podcast episode. And I do this in Canva. Canva also a well-known software and website where you can for free again make a lot of different visual content. So here I have the same template. I just change the name for every episode and I just put another picture that is connected to the topic. And it's quite simple from there. In the Anchor, it's just editing all together and publishing on Wednesday morning.
And after that,
it's all about sharing. It's really the good thing about Anchor is, as you mentioned, that it will put our content and our episodes on different platforms as Spotify. We have Apple Podcast. We have Google Podcast. All those platforms will have our podcast on top and updated. And then, of course, we will also share the links on social media like we share it on Instagram, we share it on Facebook, we share it in the WhatsApp group and on LinkedIn.
Yeah, and the sharing on social media, something about this is that at first we did what's called audiograms, or we were extracting some content, and actually we end up not doing it anymore, and it's mostly stories in Instagram. And just the link actually on, it's actually my webpage, LinkedIn, WhatsApp group, as you said, and Twitter. We know that some people do extract audiograms and they make like small. So you have to see the podcast episode as like a long form, like a article. It's like their meta content. And then they do micro content. They do small extract on. It's useful, it can work, but just people have to realize it's more work on post-production. If you are a team like Tim Ferriss, please do so. If not, be mindful and think about the effort and impact, something that we talked about, which is that sometimes this is really time consuming, where at the end of the day, you prefer people to listen to the podcast.
Yes, if you are editing for 1 week, then it's just going to exhaust you and you're not going to be consistent in what you want to do.
And one thing is that also podcasting sounds to me, I'm an old school guy, really like radio.
Yes.
And I love it, meaning that you can listen to us while you walk, while you run, while you are at the gym, while you are in your cars. And that versatility of usage is a different experience, is something that a lot of content, especially educational content right now, are on video because people want to be seen on YouTube. And actually, I think podcast is great because we don't ask the same level of attention. You can keep going with your life. You are working in your kitchen. You are in your restaurant. You can listen to the podcast. And I think this is something that I really do appreciate with podcasts. That type of content is great. We end up doing other educational content related to the podcast, which are some slides that were on Carousel on Instagram. Or also, I did some articles that were related to the topics, and I will keep doing it because one thing that were behind the manifesto, but not put it like this, is we try to do episodes that were not related to a certain time in history or in the moment. And so we were not a news podcast. We were not talking about the last release of this. And so this is something where it's also important when you think about your podcast to decide this. Do you want to do comments on what's happening right here, right now? And then the life and the span life of your podcast can be limited. Or do you want to be, when you do education, you can be in topics that are actually not that time bound. And we enjoy that. And I think that's something where it's very interesting to see now. So we start 10th of July 2019.
Yes.
At the end, we will arrive around 80 episodes. We have our audience of students, like we have 50 to 60 downloads per episode, which honestly, we didn't thought having at first. And we had from the beginning and still today. So this is consistent, which... we are really grateful for. But one thing which is important and very interesting, we are in a niche. We always said it. We are pure player in a plant-based niche, but sometimes we decided to talk about topics with the angle of plant-based, but not only. We wanted to open to a different audience. And actually, the episodes that are doing the best are first keep being downloaded regardless of when we did record them. So that's something important. And also those are topics that were beyond just plant-based. One, and we did actually a different live as well, is water fasting.
Yes.
Where we are 260. So we are really above the average blue zone that actually I really enjoy it. So maybe people felt that I really like the topic, but this is doing very well as well. Kaizen, which is a development method that I was teaching in business coaching, in instructor training. Kaizen is doing also very good. And actually Kaizen per se has nothing to do with plant-based. So it was interesting. Stoicism. That had a huge influence on us, especially in the year of 2019, where between the instructor, so Kun Kang and you and myself, we were sharing some stoicism quotes. And I think this
basis,
was kind of fun. So this is actually an episode of the podcast that is doing very well. Time-restricted eating, of course, this was teaching pure energy. And this is a topic that... this is the form of intermittent fasting that we found the most interesting. So this, we talked quite a lot about it. So that episode is doing well. And Ikigai, which is actually related to Blue Zone, which is related to Kaizen, Ikigai, where we try to see what's your purpose, and that actually connects then this notion to the personal manifesto, to the project manifesto, is also doing well. So it's interesting to see that actually, even though we are supposed to be a plant-based educational podcast, our 10 first topic are not related to plant-based.
So, but they are related to our lifestyle.
And our lecture exciting. That we were having. Exactly. Yeah. But what I mean is it's interesting, and we have to understand that we live in a kind of bubble where we think everything is vegan. Actually, everything is not vegan at the moment. And yeah. So it's not a surprise that when you talk about things that are not limited to plant-based, then you can reach a bigger audience. And it's fine because also, as even though we are plant eaters, we are interested in other things. So it's good to share our interest in chats. Very surprising data about the analytics is that it's 76% on Apple Podcasts, which I'm very surprised because you would think that people using other type of phone don't have access to Apple Podcasts. So why it's so much? That's surprising. And mm-hmm. Spotify is actually way below because it's 4% only, I would say. So I'm also very surprised on this, where the in-between is actually Google, because Google is a simple platform where even from your search, you can find the podcast and listen to it like that. And I think this web lecture, which is not obvious for me, seems to be working. And actually, it's a way for people to, by search, find the podcast. And I think that's why I explain also why some of our episodes are doing better and keep doing. It's because of the search. Age 28 years old to 44 years old, which is really our audience at Blue Lotus. So that's really not surprising in a way. And a majority of women, I mean, women at best, we are sure of this. As soon as you talk about wellness, self-care, self-development, this is the audience. So that's actually good. We are very pleased for that. And we have to say that we are thankful because also most of the questions on the live and online were coming from our female audience. So it's something that we did appreciate. Something important is that in a podcast, it's not that interactive that you keep talking with people. It's not a conversation with all your listeners. So their feedback is super important and it's really helping a lot. So this is absolutely something that actually came easier on Instagram. That's why we did poll, we did the live, we had question or DM and things. And this is still very helpful today because this is how we get to know if we are making any impact.
There's nothing without feedback. I think we mentioned this many, many times in different podcasts. Feedback is crucial and it helps us grow, develop, and give more of the content that people want to listen and that can help them in their lives.
And the last thing to say about the podcast, yes, it is very strange to hear your own voice.
Yes.
It's not always nice, but I have to say that when I have to work for slides, for an article, or where people ask me questions, I sometimes listen again some episodes. And I have to say that so far, I'm kind of agreeing with what we are saying. So this is something that you get used to. At first, you sound very strange, but it's normal because when you speak, you hear in your internal ear, not outside. So the first time that you hear your voice from outside, it sounds a bit strange, yeah. But it's okay.
It's okay.
It will go.
It's all part of the process.
So thank you. Thank you so much to all the listeners. That has been a very fun, great, and meaningful educational experience for us. It was great. Really love it. Today, unfortunately, it's really hard for us to foresee the future of Blue Lotus. So that's why also at a very good time by the end of this year, we prefer to stop the podcast. Mm-hmm. We will still be in contact. People can find us both, Ivor on Instagram and Chris on Instagram. We have the articles, we have the slide. I think we will put on the show notes and our hashtags and links so people can find us. And we will see. It's definitely an experience personally that I did enjoy a lot. So we will try to find a way that this can reappear somehow. But for now, this is the end.
Yes, it was really a beautiful learning experience. Really fun to stay in contact with everybody. And again, as you said just now, just finishing the podcast doesn't mean we're going off the internet. We are still here. We will continue communicating through our articles, on our social media, through different posts, and we will keep helping people as much as we can in different kinds of categories, from project management to marketing to nutrition and everything that is part of our lives, because it's something that we really care about. So yes, we will keep on giving you content just in different formats, and we hope to just stay in touch constantly.
And the beauty of the podcast is that you can listen back to every episode. They will be still online, they are still indexed, you have all the description, everything, and as I said, most of the content will be up to date for quite some time. So please enjoy and keep sending feedbacks and questions. We will always answer.
Okay, with this we will finish. Thank you everybody, have a beautiful life, enjoy everything that you do, and keep sending us messages if you need any help with really anything. And thank you for listening all these almost 80 episodes. See you. Bye bye.